Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Farm-based big data systems and tools have come a long way since they first appeared in the form of yield monitors on harvesters. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Farmers, you might actually remember when the big data revolution started in agriculture.
Years ago, probably the initial source of big data was on harvesters. Yield monitors were one of our first big data generation machines that we had on farm.
And Kendall Kirk of Clemson University also reminds us that when this first step in the evolution of big data on the farm took place,
the cloud computing opportunities where cost has gone down to enable some of that, those weren't there. Connectivity was not there.
So if a producer wanted data from their harvesters and their yield monitor displays,
it wasn't to put it on a jump drive. Instead, it was to put it on an SD card, and in some cases, floppy drives even prior to that.
To say the systems of agricultural big data and the tools used to collect it have come a long way is perhaps an understatement, especially with advances in connectivity.
And all of a sudden now you've got not only data coming from a yield monitor that shows you, for instance, during grain harvest, how much grain did you harvest from this area of the field versus that area of the field. But now we have sensors on our planters. We have sensors on our irrigation systems. We have soil moisture sensors that we install in the field. We have soil information that we collect with machines such as electrical conductivity.
Another evolution in big data has been how this information is managed. Kirk acknowledges that out of necessity, as technology advanced, most big data was collected initially through proprietary systems, proprietary as in company, and by piece of equipment, creating proprietary silos at first.
It's sort of been an organic growth of how it needed to develop. And now what we're seeing in the ag side is similar to what I think we've seen a lot of energy directed towards ISO bus on connecting implements to tractors, to where we have sort of standard communication across those machines. And we're starting to see the same thing on some of the data.
Current developments and research in agricultural-oriented big data include a project called AgRec. Kirk describes it as an open-source data resource containing shared cooperative extension resources and information that a community or the world could share without going into an extension office or reading a physical manual. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.